Well, ladies, welcome back to the table. We are in our next Bible study with teacher Connie Stampfel. Connie, welcome back.
Thank you.
And you're going to be teaching 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 16, 17, and 18 today.
Yes, and we're going to have an eyewitness account of Jesus Christ.
You know, I love the fact that Peter knew what he was talking about. Let me just read these verses that Connie's going to be teaching on, and then Connie will take the reins from here. This one in my Bible is titled Christ's Glory and the Prophetic Word, and 16 starts like this: "For we did not follow cleverly devised myths when we made known to you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but we were eyewitnesses of his majesty. For when he received honor and glory from God the Father, and the voice was borne to him by the majestic glory, saying, 'This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased.' We ourselves heard this very voice born from heaven, for we were with him on the holy mountain."
All right, so Peter gives us an eyewitness account of what he saw, and he's going to use this to explain again about Jesus' glory, but also to refute the false teachers who had been teaching things which were not true. Yeah. And so going back to the beginning part of our scripture here, it says in verse 16, "For we did not follow cleverly devised myths," and the Greek word is myth or legend, something that's not true, "when we made known to you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ." And so Peter is talking about what the apostles have made known to the church. And this is a new revelation that wasn't clearly understood in the Old Testament scriptures, that Jesus Christ came once as the Word incarnate in human flesh and lived and taught and died and rose again. But he's coming back again, his second coming. And so as it says, the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, or literally it could be the powerful coming. Mm. And what we know is that at that time, false teachers were starting to say, Jesus isn't coming back. Don't worry about it. And so we don't have to live in a certain way. And so if we go to the end of Peter's letter here in chapter 3, he's got a couple verses about those false teachers, which Amy's going to read for us.
Yes, these are verses 3 and 4. It says, "Knowing this first of all, that scoffers will come in the last days with scoffing, following their own sinful desires. They will say, 'Where is the promise of his coming? For ever since the fathers fell asleep, all these things are continuing as they were from the beginning of creation.'"
Yes, and so those scoffers are denying God's word, and Peter's going to refute them first by showing his eyewitness account of a historical fact. He was there, and there were two other witnesses, James and John, and then he's going to talk about throughout the rest of his letter, he's also going to tell us about how Jesus Christ fulfills Scripture, and so we've got a sure word here. Going back to our verses we're studying today, it says, "But we were eyewitnesses of his majesty." Mm. And remember, we've already talked about the glory, the doxa of Jesus Christ, his majesty as a king, as the eternal God. And truly, in that Mount of Transfiguration passage, which we're going to read in just a moment, because that's what Peter's referring to, we're going to see the intense brilliance and light of Jesus Christ. And so, go ahead, Amy.
Yes, this is Connie has selected Psalm chapter 2, verse 7, because it fits so well with what Peter's talking about. It says, "I will tell of the decree. The Lord said to me, 'You are my son. Today I have begotten you.'" Wow.
Yes. And so throughout Jesus' ministry, we know that was also said at his baptism, because the Father, I'll just read it here in 2 Peter when it says, "For when he received honor and glory from God the Father, and the voice was borne to him by the majestic glory, 'This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased.'" That's what Peter's talking about, especially on that Mount of Transfiguration, because verse 18 says again, "We ourselves heard this very voice born from heaven, for we were with him on the holy mountain." And so throughout Scripture, God has been saying his Son is coming, and he's well pleased with his Son. And we also have the accounts in three of the Gospels of that transfiguration, Matthew and Mark and Luke, but we're going to read the passage from Matthew so we can get the full picture of what happened at that time.
Yes, you can find this in chapter 17 of Matthew, verses 1 through 8, the transfiguration. "And after 6 days, Jesus took with him Peter and James and John, his brother, and led them up a high mountain by themselves. And he was transfigured before them. His face shone like the sun, and his clothes became white as light. And behold, there appeared to them Moses and Elijah talking with him. And Peter said to Jesus, Lord, it is good that we are here. If you wish, I will make three tents here, one for you and one for Moses and Elijah. He was still speaking when, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and a voice from the cloud said, This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him. When the disciples heard this, they fell on their faces and were terrified. But Jesus came and touched them, saying, Rise and have no fear. And when they lifted their eyes, they saw no one but Jesus only.
Yes. And so Peter and James and John had this incredible direct revelation experience and seeing Jesus in his glorified state while he was still on earth. And this was, you know, a brief moment before he went to the cross, but it's the glory that Jesus Christ had before time began, and it's the glory he has right now at the right hand of the Father. And Peter is reminding his readers of that and how God, Jesus Christ, was a person, and he lived and he taught and he died and he rose again. But we will see him as he truly is one day. And it's a beautiful, beautiful thing to think of that. Notice in the passage in Matthew, where also the other witnesses there, the people Jesus were talking, the other men Jesus was talking to, were two people, one Moses, who represents the law, and Elijah, who represents the prophets. And when we get together the next time and look at the next bit of 2 Peter here, Peter's going to be talking about the scriptures and their meaning and how they connect to Jesus Christ. But I think what we really want to understand today is the glory of Jesus Christ and his coming to earth. And it was veiled in a sense in human flesh, but we will one day see him as he is. And so I want to read to you Revelation 21:23 and just see how it ties together glory and Jesus Christ. And it says in verse 23, and the city has no need of sun or moon to shine on it, for the glory of God gives its light, and its light is the Lamb, meaning Jesus Christ. And so Peter's given us a glimpse into eternity, and he's given us an eyewitness account of Jesus Christ and his glory. And so he wants this message to change, transform his readers so that they understand and live in that light of who Jesus Christ is.
Oh, and we don't have to wait to live in that light. We can do that right now, ladies, which is why we do these Bible studies. And Connie, I'm so looking forward to that day when we not only get to glimpse that light, but we get to dwell in it for eternity.
It will be wonderful.
Oh, it sure will. Well, thank you for this lesson today. And ladies, you can find all our lessons at our naomistable.com there. Just go on our website. And if you need any help at all, you can give a shout. We are always on looking at our email. So just connect at naomistable.com and you can find us there. Or even if you have a question for Connie, we can get the word to her as well. And Nancy and I are going to be talking about this lesson a little bit more about dwelling in the light when we come back.